Hey, welcome. I'm excited to walk you through a send and return workflow in Ableton that actually works for drum and bass. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'll assume you know the interface basics. Goal, control, punch, and space without mud or CPU chaos. Let's dive. Opening frame. What we're building. You'll create a compact, flexible return bus system tailored for DNB, short plate reverb for snares, tempo synced slap delay for percussion. A long ambient wash for pads, a parallel saturation return for grit and harmonics, and a parallel compression return for weight and glue. All returns are 100% wet so the dry tracks stay pristine. We'll also set up routing and sidechain ducking so kicks and snares remain punchy and sub stays clean. Section 1. The quick setup. Start Ableton. Show the returns panel and create 5 return tracks labeled A through E. Keep things organized with clear names and colors. Treat returns like instruments, not afterthoughts. Make sure sends are post fader by default. That keeps your FX following channel level moves unless you specifically want pre-fader behavior for creative cases. Group your drums into a drum group bus. Keep sub and 808s on a separate bass track or group. The separation is fundamental. We don't want our subs hitting stereo reverb or saturation. Important. Set each effect on the return to fully wet. The return track is the wet path. Send only the amount of wet signal you want from each source. Section 2. The return chains and starting settings. These are starting points. Use your ears and tweak. Return A. Short plate for snare and high-end space. Use reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 35 ms to keep attack. Medium-high diffusion for plate character. High cut around 10 to 12 kHz and a low cut around 200 to 350 hz. Follow the reverb, with EQ8 and a high pass at roughly 180 to 300 hz to keep sub energy out. Optional. A mild compressor in sidechain mode for gentle ducking. Return B. Tempo synced slap or ping pong delay for stabs and percussion. Use echo or simple delay set to sync. Try left 1/16 and right 1/8 or dotted 1/16 on one side for stereo interest. Feedback around 25 to 45%, with a low cut at 300 to 400 hz and a high cut at 7 to 10 kHz. Add a small short reverb after the delay to glue it into the space. Keep modulation subtle to avoid smear. Return C. Long ambient wash for pads and transitions. Use hybrid reverb or a large reverb algorithm. Decay from 2 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 40 ms. And a low cut around 250 to 500 hz. Add utility or mid/side EQ to control stereo width. For movement, place auto filter or an LFO on a parameter to breathe slowly. Return D. Parallel saturation for drum and bass grit. High pass around 90 to 120 hz so you don't mess with sub. Feed into saturator with gentle drive, like 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Optionally add overdrive and a glue compressor with a medium attack, and release to blue the saturation. Use utility to widen a touch, but be cautious with low-end width. For bass, route only upper harmonics to this return. I'll cover a chain split technique in a minute. Return E, parallel compression for punch and weight. Use compressor or glue as a parallel stompbox. Try ratios 8:1 to 10:1 with very fast attack, short release, or drum bus with some transient shaping and a touch of boom. Blend via the send amount. Add a small low shelf boost if you need more weight, but only after ensuring the sub is under control. Section 3. Send levels and balance. Start conservative. Set return fader somewhere around -6 to -12 relative to master and adjust by ear with a reference track. A useful starting point on sends. Snares to return with small sends. Hats/percussion to return B a bit more. Pads to return C considerably more. And heavy sends to return E for overall drum presence. For bass grit, send only high passed content to return D. Pro tip, if you find yourself cranking a send more than about 6 to 8 decibels, don't just raise the return. Instead, adjust the return's internal drive or the send chain input so you keep better gain structure and avoid clipping downstream. Section 4. Ducking so your drums punch. Ducking is essential for DNB. On each return, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Choose drum group or kick as the input. Start with ratio around 4:1. Attack between 1 and 10 ms. Release 70 to 200 ms. And set threshold so the tails dip on transients. The effect should step back on hits but not vanish. Aim for subtle, musical gain reduction. For rhythmic pumping, you can sync the release to note values or use a gate with a side chain for chopped ambiences. Section 5. Low-end control and M/S. Always high-pass your return content to remove the sub-frequencies. A good rule of thumb, 120 to 350 Hz depending on the source. For surgical control use, EQ 8 in mid/side mode. Keep the low mid mono and tight, and sculpt the side channels above 2 to 5 kHz for sparkle. This keeps the low end centered and avoids weird phase issues on club systems. Section 6. CPU and mix hygiene. Complex long reverbs and heavy delay feedbacks can blow your CPU. Freeze and flatten returns when you've printed tails you like, or record the returns output to an audio track and disable the chain. Using sends instead of duplicating chains across tracks saves CPU and keeps the mix coherent. Treat returns as reusable instruments. Common mistakes to avoid. Send sub-bass to stereo reverb or delay. That's mud. Fix by high-passing the send or the source. Letting long reverb live without sidechain ducking kills punch in dense mixes. Short decay plus ducking is your friend. Don't make returns wider on the low end. Keep lows mono. Also, don't use pre-fader sends unless you need the effect to be independent of channel volume. Post-fader is usually better for mix consistency. Advanced and creative variations. Think of a single return as a multi-mode rack. Short plate, gated, long haul, slap. Use the chain selector or map a macro to crossfade between textures for instant arrangement changes. This audio version is shortened for playback.